is healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tamula McNabb. I have on the phone with me today a beautiful lady from a group called The Misses. And so now I'm going to quickly, let's see how savvy I am with my tech mobility here. Let's try and play a bit of your song. Give me one sec here. The whole song is rotating around the theme, I'm Enough. Andrew, what does that mean? Tell us about your band. Who are you guys?
Oh, that's great. Thanks for playing that.
Yeah.
It's a great way to kickstart this. Thank you so much. It just makes me smile. You know, The Misses came together because we weren't hearing our lives reflected out there on pop radio. And it's that song just means so much to us because it's really just kind of our battle cry against this epidemic of negativity that we feel kind of exists among women and that they're not good enough, whether they're, you know, like a mom or a wife or a daughter or employer, whatever it might be. And it was kind of our anthem out there to women to celebrate who they were.
Now, do you agree that in this day and age, depression, anxiety, and we'll say women because this is sort of what your interview is about. It's an epidemic when it comes to women taking drugs to help them through their anxiety and their stress.
You know, I think that women today just, you know, they have a lot of pressures out there. They're being pulled in a lot of different directions. And, you know, I think we've been brought up to believe that we can have it all, you know, and feeling like, you know, once we get to be in our 30s and 40s, we've been raised to think we can have it all. And when you get there and you think, gosh, I'm trying to be a mom. I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to hold down a job and I'm trying to be, you know, a good wife and all these things. And you feel like you're failing at something somewhere. It's hard. And so you don't know really what to do. And so sometimes I think women turn towards that. And, you know, I think that that's part of the problem is that we're beating ourselves up. And that's what the song's about is that, you know what, you don't have to be good at everything. Cut yourself a break on some of these things and know that sometimes in the eyes of your loved ones, they see you as the way you are, that you are good. You are wonderful. And if you just take a moment for yourself to realize that they see you that way and be gentler on yourself and kinder to yourself, that you will be happier and you won't feel the need to do those things.
And ballerinas come in all shapes and sizes. If we were all the same, you know, itty-bitty size, then how boring would our world be? You know, a common thread on our show when we have doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists on the show when it comes to, you know, depression or not appreciating ourselves is that, you know, we always want to be something that we either can't be, you know, our image of a perfect body is not attainable even by the person that's being portrayed in that image. If you look back at Marilyn Monroe when there was no photoshopping, she was a full voluptuous, beautiful woman, and she was one of the biggest sex symbols there is. And today, I think that we create these images of ourselves that aren't attainable or not realistic. Now, tell us about your background. All of your group, I'm looking at your pictures. You're all gorgeous. What I love is that you're all not like 19 years old. You're the missus for a reason because you're all married or you're all moms. Tell us about your background.
Yeah, so, you know, we are a little untraditional. You know, we came together a little later in life. And, you know, for some of us in the band, a lot of us have played music our whole life. But for the bass player, Jenny, and myself, we found music later in life. I picked up the drums around 6 years ago now, and I did it just because I was looking for music lessons for my daughter. And when I made that decision to find, you know, her music and took on a new life challenge later in life, it was pretty scary because I thought, gosh, you know, I'm learning something so late in life feels a little strange. And am I even able to do this? And then taking on this challenge of, you know, learning something new, but then starting a band and then actually going out and making a career of it. Well, that's just ludicrous. So, I've actually made this into something that I love and has become a huge passion of mine and a career. And for the missus, it's become definitely something that we see as a lifelong journey and a passion for us, and to hopefully bring out to other women that they can also live out their dreams and take on something new in their lives.
Now, on your website, this was my sort of kicker for you, for your group and what you're doing and why I really wanted to interview you, besides your fantastic music, of course. Your website, if people want to go to your website, themissus.com, you have this magic mirror, this mirror that's inside of a mall, it looks like. And women are sort of encouraged to go up to the mirror and they press a button. Tell us about that. What's that all about?
Well, after we wrote the song Enough, the magic mirror kind of evolved. It was our way of letting women see themselves as those who love them see them. And it was a way to put women in front of a place where they were every day. I don't know about you, but the mirror is kind of the first place that I go to when I want to have some negative self-talk with myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that place where you exchange kind of some bad talk with yourself. You know, it's whether it's, you know, ooh, I'm getting old. Why did I do that today? Why did I, why did I say that to her today? Or why didn't I do that? I let that person down. It's a place where you really can have some bad things go on in your head. And we wanted to change that for people. We wanted to make it a really great experience. And so we brought strangers and people who we thought were these heroes of our community to the mirror on a day in Austin. And we brought them there and surprised them. And the mirror started talking to them and kind of taking them on this journey of helping them see themselves differently, see them through the eyes of the loved ones or just in a different way that maybe they'd never thought that they could. And everyone who experienced the mirror had such an emotional reaction that, first of all, when we did this, we had no idea what was going to happen. We just knew that we wanted to do this. And so when we realized we were changing lives that day, it was so beautiful and so powerful. And then after the video went out and impacted, you know, I think it's now up to 5 million views worldwide, we realized that this was just resonating with so many people. It's just been so powerful.
So literally, you had in some cases sort of prearranged a family member to get that person to the mirror, but a woman would go up to the mirror and they would press a button and then the mirror would sort of ask them a question, right? So let's explain a bit of the dialogue that happens at the mirror.
So
give us one example of your favorite one.
We had a single mom who had spent her entire life caring for her daughter, and this was one person who we wanted to really surprise at the mirror. She had also put herself through college and really, you know, put a stake in the ground to take care of herself and her daughter. And we thought a lot of her for all that she had accomplished in her life. And she had just dropped her daughter off at college that morning and was making time to come to the mirror. We had set it up and arranged for her to be there. So she comes to the mirror and we asked her a question. How do you feel when you look in the mirror? And it was very interesting because for her, she said, you know, I feel okay. And for someone who had accomplished quite a lot, she was, you know, raised her daughter all on her own, sending her off to college, quite the accomplishment.
Sure.
And now here she is. And so we walked her on a journey. And within the mirror, not only did we have, wonderful things that were said to her, we had a list of, you know, her accomplishments and things that we were talking to her about, but the mirror would play videos from her loved ones, and her daughter gave, the most powerful message you can ever have, and especially as a mother, and this kind of gets me, this is why it's so special, but her daughter was telling her how proud she was of her. And sorry, it gets me when I think about it. And, you know, hearing that message from your daughter, it just was so powerful to look at herself in the mirror and have those words coming from her daughter.
Yeah.
And it meant so much to her.
Yeah.
And after she had this experience and walked away, we also surprised her with her daughter actually being there. We kind of, we did a, you know, kind of a fun thing where she thought she was dropping her daughter off, but then we grabbed her daughter and we made her daughter there. And she was so surprised. And, but what we didn't know was she was contemplating starting her own career, starting her own job, company.
Yeah.
And so she went off and started her own business after that. And she took a leap of faith for herself. She took time for something for herself, which she hadn't been doing this whole time. And she said being at that mirror gave her the courage, and she felt like it was a sign for her to do this. And it's been, and she's been doing well ever since. And I think that sometimes in life, women need to take time for themselves. And knowing that they have done the right thing for their daughters and that they're doing those things for those around them, it gives them that moment where they can.
Right. Now listen, so you've taken this mirror to Queen Latifah. You've been on the Queen Latifah show. How was that?
Yeah, so Queen Latifah, and by the way, she is a beautiful lady and so kind and generous. Being on her show was so wonderful because she brought it to so many women. And the thing that she really wanted people to know was that the power of what the mirror was doing was really letting women know that whether you were, you know, a wife, a daughter, an employer, whatever, it was about this ending this cycle of self-doubt and letting women learn to see themselves through the accepting eyes of those around them. And she was really helping us to bring that message to even more people. And she too felt that, you know, someone so, who looks like she's got it together, you know, and she said, you know, even I feel this way. And I think that as women, sometimes we feel like the woman next to us has it together, and she couldn't possibly feel the same way I do. But what we don't realize is that she may have the same thing going on that I do, but she's just not talking about it, you know? Yeah. And so it's those things that we just don't realize that people are thinking or doing inside their head. And that's why women really need to reach out to one another and let them know and let them feel. And it's about also just changing that, your own negative self-talk when you look in the mirror.
And you know what? Our daughters mimic us on so many levels as well. And so, you know, I think that as we're sort of scrutinizing and being difficult and hard on ourselves, we're in turn teaching our young daughters and or teenagers to do the same with themselves. And so I think that definitely self-love is hugely important. It's easier said than done. But, you know, I think that we have to also be kind to one another as women and help to empower other women as well. Now, on your website, people can see samples of the video as well for the mirror, and I know that your videos are on there as well. Where are you guys off to next with your, are you on tour? What's happening with that?
We are. We go off on another tour in still in Texas, in Dallas, in Houston, in Waco. That'll all be on our website, and we will be on we haven't solidified exactly all the locations, so you'll have to check the website for sure. But we will be taking the mirror and we'll be playing all of our songs, not just the Enough, but all of our songs. We can't wait. We'll be launching our EP and everything as well, and that's in January. So we're really excited about all of that, as well as you can, you know, download our song from our website. You can also watch the video. And then now you can also get our app, which you can also experience the Magic Mirror right in the palm of your hand from the app. So that's another way that women can start sharing that message of, you know, wanting to feel good and encouraging those friends around you to feel good about yourself.
So we can send a message to a girlfriend of ours who needs an uplift by using the app. Is that correct?
That is correct, and it's free, you know, so it's super simple. For me, like while I'm out on tour, what's really great is my husband will send me little, what we're calling e-nephies, and they're sweet little messages that empower people to, you know, look at themselves in the mirror differently and or remind them to just look at themselves the way that, that your loved ones see you. And so my husband and I stay connected when I'm out on tour, and my kids. And so it's really great. So you can download that from our website, themissus.com, or from, of course, the Apple or the Apple App Store. So we're having a lot of fun with our Mrs. Magic Mirror app, as well as, you know, all our songs and everything. So it's a great time right now. I think that a lot of people are feeling this message, and we just hope that women out there are starting to really feel good about themselves. It's that time of year, being Christmas and the holidays, to feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. Andrew, thank you so much for being on our show. I think your message is amazing. It also encourages, you know, the men who are our listeners as well to maybe do something special for their wives or their moms or their sisters. Good luck on what you're doing. Good luck in 2015, and I encourage all of our global listeners to go to themissus.com and download the app and listen to your music. Congratulations on your successes.
Thank you so much for having me.
We love having you on the show. We'll have you on again soon next year to see how you're doing next year for sure.
Great. We'd love to do it.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.